Of course, the younger they are, I expect, the easier it is for them to learn.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Well, it is actually with the young ones, you can really see how eager they are, you know, and how curious and how wild they also are, you know, and to really drink everything what we give them, you know.
Well, we have to add that a lot of children in Tibet, it's believed that it's bad karma to be blind. It's like a punishment, or people believe that they are possessed by demons. So most of these children, they are really outcasts in society. They locked them away in dark rooms. We had a boy who was locked away for 11 years. And when he came to our place, he couldn't walk, he couldn't speak. And the only communication he had with people before was by listening to people talking outside of his room. He never left. So he came to our place, and you see the change within a few days, and that's the energy in the project. They see that they're not the only, or they feel or hear or they smell that they're not the only person who's blind. They see that blind people can do something. We have blind teachers, we have a blind medical massage teacher, we have an English teacher, a music teacher, Sabria is there, and they suddenly, within a few days, they realize that, well, if they can do it, maybe I can do it. And they're so eager. That's why they're so incredibly eager to learn. And that's for us is a big reward to see these kids within change and become really alive and find their dignity.
And they become human beings.
Exactly.
This is very, very important.
Now, in this modern age, of course, we're now using computers. Have you been able to do anything on this front?
Yes, well, we have computers which have special devices for blind people. So we have computers with braille displays, and also we have a speech synthesizers. So some of our students, they are working with Word, and they are now also going to be trained in Excel, and they want to learn how to get into the internet and how to serve around and and do their emails and things like that. So they're very, very keen on learning computers. But the nicest thing, of course, is when they go back into their villages, they are the only ones who know what a computer is all about. And the parents, they can sometimes not imagine what these children know.
Yep.
And this, of course, gives them a big, big status. And this also changes the acceptance or the attitude of sighted people towards blind people, and this is the most important thing.
Maybe you give the example of Tsilamu.
Yeah, well you can tell.
Okay,
yeah.
We've got one example, and actually there's two examples. One is to explain the philosophy of Braille Without Borders, and we say there's no borders for blind people, for anybody. So there's one boy, he's a blind boy, his name is Norbo, and he wanted to become a taxi driver. And then he thought it over, and of course a taxi driver is difficult. And then a little bit later he came back and he said, well, maybe I'm not going to become a taxi driver, but I can run a taxi company. And that's what the philosophy stands for. And there are people that say that we alienate the children from their homes. And it's true, but they were alienated already in a very negative way. And we've got one girl, her name is Tsilamu. She's 4.5 years old, or she was 4.5 when she joined our project. And when she came to us after half a year, Sabri asked her, well, do you want to go home? Do you want to go for the summer holiday? And she said, no, because at home I'm not very happy, and here I'm very happy. And Sabri said, why is that? Well, because my father hits me, my mom calls me a witch, and they don't want anything to do with me. And then Sabri asked, well, but do you know why? Do you know the reason why they do this? And this little girl, she was like just 5 years, and she thought about it. And then she came up and she said, I don't know why, I don't know the reason, but now I know they don't have the right to. And that's amazing. And then people say, see, they don't want to go home anymore. And then we say, well, wait, the story is not finished yet. So 1 year later, she went home. She took it as an adventure. So she went home, and she came back 2 weeks later than planned. So we were worried. We thought, like, oh, she's not going to come back. Something happened. She came in, and she was smiling all over her face. And we said, how was it? And she said, it was wonderful, because I could speak Chinese with the village leader. I could speak English to some foreigners who passed through our village. I could tell my parents that the world is round and not flat. And my parents took me everywhere, and I was able to talk to everybody. It was great. And then, of course, they might be alienated still, but in a positive way, and they add value to their family, to their surrounding. And they have to educate their surrounding. It's not a community-based rehabilitation. So that's why we're talking about self-integration. They are the ones who go out and show the society what it's about.
We cannot go to the villages and tell the people what you have done with your blind children for the last couple of hundred years. That was totally wrong. We cannot do this because they wouldn't believe us. But the children themselves, they can go and they can add some extra value and they can change the acceptance of the society. And this is what it's all about. The children have to become the ambassadors for the blind, and they have to show what is possible and where are the potentials of these children. You cannot hide away a child that speaks English or speaks Chinese and can think and can talk and can express its feelings, you know. You cannot hide away this child again. This is not possible anymore. And this is what we try to focus on the children, on the persuasiveness of the children, you know, that they go into the society and say, hey, I don't have to be ashamed to be blind. And you don't have to be embarrassed of me. I'm blind, so what? This is the main thing. This is the center of this whole project and the center of our philosophy.